Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. In this episode, we are going to work through an exercise to help you get into that positive state. If you are feeling down, if you are feeling just tired, exhausted, negative, whatever feelings you have right now that you want to change, this conversation that we're about to have should help you shift that perspective and find your positive power and lift your energy so that you can be in the vibrational state that you want to be in. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in, and really enjoy this time together. We're going to take a deep healing breath. Now, we're all doing this together, so I want you to imagine that whatever it is that you decide, when you pick a word that you're going to say over and over and over, whatever word you pick is going to have the power of the thousands of other people doing this at the same time. So we are not in this alone. This is something that we're doing together. So pick a word that resonates with the vibration that you want. You can pick love, happiness, joy, whatever word suits you. And as you breathe in, just say that word over and over and over. Really build up that vibration. And as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that state, and then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, I want to dive right into this message because this is an exercise that I actually did right before this podcast because I was thinking about what to talk about, and this is what came to mind. This is something that I want to get really proficient at, and I hope it's going to be helpful for you. So let's go ahead and go down to Intention Beach. It's a perfect Monday for Intention Beach. I love coming here, and the waves today are going to be perfect for us. So we're going to take a deep breath, and on this exhale, just allow yourself to relax, allow your shoulders to relax, allow your face to relax. Come with me and let's align on a positive vibration. Go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. All right, so this is going to be an exercise. You're going to use your imagination a little bit here to really understand what I'm talking about. So think about whatever situation you're dealing with right now, whether it's a family situation, health, financial, whatever experience, whatever obstacle that you're going through in life. And maybe it's just not knowing what to do next, or you're feeling stagnant, or it's just a feeling and you can't even put your finger on why you should be feeling that way. Whatever has you down, has you in a negative frequency, I want you to think about this item. Now, what we're going to do is imagine that this earthly experience that we're having right now is just a piece of our overall experience. So this can be for real for you, or this can just be imaginary, but this is one of the exercises that I like to do. But imagine that this lifetime that you're living from the day you were born till the day you die is an experience for your growth. And then before you come to this experience, whether it's your higher self, you, God, whatever resonates with you, puts a plan in place for you to have growth. Kind of like when you go to the gym to exercise, you're following a workout plan. Maybe it's a plan you wrote for yourself. Maybe you have a personal trainer and they wrote it for you. But whatever it is, there's going to be resistance because you're going to this place to experience resistance so that way you can become stronger, so that way you can be a better version of yourself. And if you think about it that way, then it becomes a challenge and you realize that by going through a difficult situation, you will experience growth. Now, once you have that perspective, how can you shift your actions to move forward? If we now know that this is an experience and what I'm going through right now is all part of the plan isn't to give me what I want because I am more than this experience. So the plan isn't to just fulfill every desire that this earthly me has. The plan is for this earthly me to grow so that my overall self can grow as well. So what can I learn in the situation that I'm in? And when you start thinking about it this way, it gives you the power. No longer is the power in the job you're trying to get. No longer is the power in the relationship that you're trying to work on. Whatever this external thing is, the power is not there because the power is within you. And so everything that is happening in your life is not happening to you, it's for you. And this perspective shift, I think, can help you and help myself so strong because once we have the power, once everything is for us, then we have the ability to overcome it. So if you're going through something difficult right now, change your mindset on the situation first. Then shift your perspective because you're not going to have the perspective anymore of somebody that's looking through your eyes, going through this experience. Have the perspective of something that is grander, something that has no beginning, has no end, and is just experiencing a temporary opportunity for growth. And so no matter what the outcome is of what you're going through, it's not going to matter. It's all going to be for your growth. And then figure out, what can you do that will elevate you in this position so that way you can elevate somebody else? Because if that's where you go, if that's where you take that first step, I know that the positive feeling will start coming from that. The growth, the light, the love will be seen at that point. And the rest will work out. It may not work out like you planned, but it's going to work out bigger than you planned because there's a bigger thing going on than this earthly experience. So first step, again, lift your perspective. Get out of the perspective of, oh, it's just me and I'm in this situation and it's so difficult and it's so hard. Those things may be true and I don't want to devalue what you're going through. It can be extremely painful and everybody's experience is unique. But take that and just put it on pause for a second and think larger. Think, okay, maybe this is just a temporary experience and not just that one little bit of time you're in right now, but your whole lifetime is a temporary experience, a piece of a bigger learning opportunity, a piece of your higher self. And so if that's the case, then maybe this is something that was prearranged for my growth, or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't prearranged, but maybe whatever happens, maybe it's random, maybe it's luck, all those things, it still is a benefit of your larger self. And so you're in this situation, your perspective is lifted now because you know this, whatever you're dealing with, is not forever. It's just a short-term experience. It's very small in the scheme of infinity. And so from that point, that should alleviate some of the stress of, I got to figure this out right now, because there is no right now, it's forever. And then once you get to that point, get into gratitude for the situation that you're in. And this is probably going to be the hardest step for people. It's certainly the hardest step for me sometimes. When things are not going well, when it seems like the whole building is burning down, to be in gratitude. But once you can start getting that gratitude, because you can shift it, because if this perspective is shifted, you don't necessarily even have to be in gratitude for the situation, just be in gratitude for the entirety of everything. So it could start with, I'm so thankful for this opportunity to learn. I'm so thankful that I'm aware of this experience right now. I'm so thankful for the things that are about to come because they are for me, to elevate my understanding, to elevate my perspective, to elevate my ability to find the light and the love in any situation and spread it. Because all of those things will be true. No matter what we're going through, those will be true. They won't be the easiest things at times. And there's things that people go through that are so difficult. I know that it would be really hard to get in that mindset. But if you can, and when you do, your perspective will shift even more. Your vibration will start to lift. And then the step forward that you make once you got your mindset right, once you got your vibrational energy aligned with where you want it to be, and then you start to move forward, you're going to move forward towards the light in your situation. You're going to take a step in an area that is going to allow you to elevate, even if it's on the smallest scale, because your intention is to take whatever you're doing and help someone else. Now, you may not know who you're going to be able to help, but when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that goes both ways. When you're ready to learn, the education will appear. It may not always be a person. It may be an event. It may be a situation, but it will appear. You'll be able to understand that it's a learning moment. It's already happening. It's already there. What you're going through that is so difficult is the teaching moment, whether it's a person, a place, or an experience, whatever it is, it's the teaching moment. And then once you elevate your perspective, you'll realize that that's the teacher, that your opportunity is to learn. And then you'll become the teacher because you're going to take those lessons, no matter how painful they are, no matter how difficult it was to get over them, and then you're going to give them to somebody else so that they can grow. It may only be one person, and that person you may not meet for 5, 10, 20, 30 years, but your intention was to learn, grow, and give. And that is how you go from being in a negative, dark, deep situation to a positive without actually changing anything. This wasn't a result. You're not getting in a positive mindset and a result because you got your way, because you got the promotion that you wanted, because you got the relationship. That's not what's going to put you in the positive mindset. What's going to put you in the positive mindset is how you changed your view on the entirety of what you're doing, how you lifted your perspective, and in turn, raised your frequency because you went up with your perspective. So you're in this higher frequency. And then you dug down deep into the lesson, whatever the pain, whatever the obstacle is, you dug down deep into it and then took some light in there in the darkest of dark, took that light, applied it to your life, and then rounded it all up with the ability to give it away. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that got you thinking that this situation you're in, maybe it's not so bad after all, because there's going to be some good at the end of it. I'm going to be able to help some people and someone else is going to be able to benefit. That's how we help our neighbors, and that's how we get the pure satisfaction and joy in this life. Well, thank you so much for joining me on Intention Beach. I love coming here. It's just one of the most powerful places I can go. And I know I say that about all the places we go here, but there's something about the water. Having that water, having that force, that strength really resonates with frequency when we're trying to build it. But we're going to head back to the studio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's a great Monday. I hope you're enjoying yours. I hope you have a great week ahead of you. If you want more content, please feel free to check out my YouTube channel. There's some awesome interviews on there. They're around an hour long. They're really in depth. They're really good. I've enjoyed doing every single one, and there's more to come. So go ahead and subscribe so that way you can keep up with every single episode. You can also follow me on Instagram. There's a link in the description for that. I appreciate all the messages, all the direct messages, all the follows. Those really are uplifting when you share your experience. Have you grown, whether it's from something from the podcast or just something that you've done on your own? It's really refreshing to see all of that. And of course, you can join the Positive Mindset Facebook community. There's a link in the description for that. And if you want to support the podcast, you can join my Patreon, or you can actually support it through Anchor, which is the final link in the description. But I appreciate everybody so much. Thank you for everything. And I can't wait to talk to everybody Wednesday.